Samir, your story, the story of your life, would make a very good opera, actually, I think, yeah. You know.
It's true. Everybody, some of these say to me that, Samir, you can write a book about your life.
It all began in this industrial town in Albania. Elbasan, is that correct pronunciation?
Yes. When I was 15, I left Elbasan and I'm going to Tirana.
Were they musical, your parents?
No, nobody's musical in the family, no. Very simple family and nothing to do with the music. I mean, at this time, in 1995, was the end of the communism, and then we didn't have the television with the antenna to see the other channel of the Italian, or I mean around Albania, was prohibited. You cannot see.
Is it true that you were...
Yeah, I was violinist. I was starting when I was 6 years old.
Was that your choice?
I didn't like violin. I want to play piano. Okay. And then the system of the school in Albania was that they say to you, you need to do this or this. It was not your chance to take the opportunity to be pianist or violinist. They say to you, you are violinist or not. I would love to be pianist, but much better for me now that I was violinist, because probably if I'm not studying with violin, I cannot sing it with Claudio Abbado or in Salzburg Festival. And you need to be a musician, and violin instrument helps a lot.
It's vocal, isn't it?
Yes,
it's
with the intonation. I cannot translate this, but it's helped a lot.
And portamento.
Yes, portamento. I mean, it's much easy. Singers and violin, like pianoforte and violin, it's helped a lot. I see this program from Caracalla in television, and I said, these 3 men are so important because so many, many people, thousands and thousands of people are looking at these people, and then they are singing something different.
This was the three tenors.
That was the three tenors. And after I recorded this concert, and every day I was listening, every day. It's beautiful that after 5 or 6 years later, I was meeting Luciano Pavarotti and good friends with him, and singing in 2006 with Placido Domingo in Paris. I mean, this is really a dream.
And your voice had started when you first heard.
Yeah,
singers.
I was singing every time, but like folk songs or. Musica leggera or like music, not really lyric. Mm. After this concert, I would say that I'm a product from three tenors. I would say this because probably some people say that, three tenors was just a show. It's not this. The three tenors opening the view of the opera in all the world, in Africa, in Albania, in Asia, and people, they never have the opportunity to see opera.
Yes.
Was the first meeting. I would say if I didn't see this show, probably I would be not tenor.
Amazing. That's an amazing thought.
Yeah.
Now you left for Italy and you studied in Italy, the Conservatorio Monteverdi in Bolzano.
Bolzano. Yes.
What did your teacher focus on in the beginning to develop your voice?
For him it was very clear at the first meeting with him. I was just 19 when I was in Bolzano, and he said, after 1 year you'll sing. And there was November 2000 when I was meeting my professor Brunetti, and 2002 I win 2 competition, Caruso and Tito Schipa. I was just 21.
Important competition.
I mean, the Tito Schipa was just the Caruso was only for tenor, and the other was with 300 people that they do in this competition. And after this, the voice is coming to be a little around in Italy, and Maestro Abbado said to me that, please, I will love to hear this young Albanian tenor, and was my fortune. I mean, after this...
You're a good example of a really natural talent, I think.
Yeah,
that was developed by good people.
Yeah, I will say this, but there was, for the first moment, I mean, my teacher Brunetti said that the quality of the voice is very important in this job. I mean, you need to have something. But after this, you need to have some more quality. I mean, musicality, you need to have the intelligence to be in this job, because it's not so easy. I mean, for young people, it's too much, and you need to have the calm to realize that this is a new job, but it's your life. I was so calm to reflect everything, the focus in the music, not in the things of my life.
Also highly significant for you, Saimir, was for you and your idol Pavarotti, a role that he sang all his life was Nemorino,
yes,
in L'Elisir d'Amore. And you made your debut here in Vienna,
yes,
where
yes,
we are now,
yes,
in that role, and were awarded a medal, the Eberhard
Wächter.
And I think it's amazing that Pavarotti chose to sing that role all through his career. Mm-hmm. And that one aria, Una Fortiva Lagrima, is like a four-minute masterclass, isn't it?
It is. In
all that the lyric tenor should have.
Yes.
Hard,
hard. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have meeting Luciano Pavarotti when I was very young. Mm. Because some of the many, many things that we talked together for my career or for my voice, I didn't realize really when I was 21 or 22. Probably now are some, you know, if you put in a big computer some pocket information,
yes,
and you take now when you need it. And then probably if you are young or you memorize very well something that he said, and probably now, for me, what he said 5 or 6 years ago are very important.
What sort of things did he say to you? What was the most important?
The most important for him, and then he said to me when the first time and the last time when I see this, I mean, don't forget, if people understand what you are singing, they will be with you.
Yeah.
I think this was very good too. But anyway, I worked with Domingo later, in 2006 in Paris, and I asked a big other tenors and said, what is very important, maestro, to be in this job? And Placido Domingo said to me, to resist. You need to resist in this job. I mean, it's not so easy when you can say no to Covent Garden or La Scala or Vienna Staatsoper. You need to be very careful with the no.
Mm-hmm.
But in this moment, I'm fine with the no's.
Per me non va di letto. Volaron già tre lune da che la mia Violetta oggi per me lasciò dovizie amori e pompose feste o vagli omaggi a mezza vedi a schiavo ciascun di sua bellezza.
One of the things, whenever I've seen Pavarotti talking about technique, he concentrates a lot on this, the passaggio,
it's very important.
Connection.
It's very
important,
the passaggio for the singers.
I mean, his transmission was kind of effortless.
And probably without this lesson of the passaggio, probably I will not sing it today.
Really?
Really. Really, it's very important for young people to know the technique. Because the day that your voice is not perfect, your natur cannot help you. I mean, you can have the beautiful voice in the world, but if you don't have the technique, not every day we are in the best way to sing. I mean, some days we have a good voice and some days we are tired, some days we have family problems, or you need to have this technique. The technique helps you to have
foundation.
A quality voice, I mean.
To explain to people who may not know, this is the connection between the two parts of your voice, the head voice and the chest voice. How conscious are you of you know, the placement when you are singing. Is that something you eventually take it completely for granted?
I mean, it's very difficult to talk to people for the technique, and I mean, I am very young to talk for this, but anyway, for me, very important is that the quality of the voice have one way. It's like not with three or four four colors.
Throughout,
I mean, it's one, always from the high notes until the low notes, and this is very important. It's like temperare un pianoforte, is the same thing, or accordare un violino, is the same thing.
Tutto scorda per me. Qui presso a lei io rinascer mi sento, ed è soffio d'amori generato, scordo nei gaudi suoi tutto il passato.
This is interesting, this question of repertoire, because Pavarotti sang all his life the Italian repertoire only.
Yeah.
Domingo, of course, sang the German repertoire too. I mean, it was a different colour voice. What are your thoughts at the moment about where you might go?
I'm thinking that I started with violin, and I was first musical and violinist, and then this helped a lot. And the second factor is that I'm speaking many other languages. And probably this helped for the new roles, I mean, for the French repertoire or German repertoire. And probably it's not because the Luciano Pavarotti cannot sing Faust, but he has some problem with the language. And he never wants to sing something that the quality of the voices and the language doesn't understand people. I mean, people need to understand what we are singing. And probably if you have a bad accent, probably it's not so good for this high quality level like Luciano Pavarotti. And then it was very clear for him, I can sing Italian very well and that's it. But like Placido Domingo can sing very well French and German. And then why not? Why not? Probably if Luciano Pavarotti can sing very well in French, probably he will record everything in French language. But it was not so easy for him.
Yes.
And probably he didn't like to sing in another language. And I feel that I have a good feeling with the language. And yes, for me it's more interesting to have more big repertoire with many, many things like French repertoire or German repertoire. And probably if God helps, I will love at the end of my career probably at Wagner. Why not? Why not? Why not? Not the big roles and dramatic roles, but are some many that I can sing.
And the voice changes a lot. I mean, your voice is probably changing.
Yeah, the voice is changing, but not so big. I mean, I am in the way of the lyric tenor, and probably I will stay in this way, because I think it's the most important way.
Yes.
Because you have the opportunity to sing many roles.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are leggero tenor or dramatic, you have a limit in the repertoire, but the lyric tenor have the most opportunity to sing everything, like Verdi, Romeo and Juliet, or French repertoire, or many things. I'm more interested to be in this way, really.
Io vivo quasi in cielo, io vivo quasi in cielo.
Well, here we are in Vienna. You're singing Alfredo in La Traviata in a new production directed by Deborah Warner, English director, very interesting. It's a role you've sung before. You're singing here now, and then you're singing the role at the Met with Domingo as your father. Singing the baritone role.
Yes.
Which is such an
interesting... it's new for him.
Yeah.
Amazing. And new for me to realize that he's doing the baritone roles now. But anyway, he's a huge artist, and I mean, I'm sure that he will do it the best.
She's an interesting director. How do you find, with a role you know, coming to different directors...
I have a really good feeling with English director. I mean, the first one was Richard Jones, and I'm working with him very, very well.
The Gianni Schicchi.
Yes. And and I have other English director, but I will say that with Deborah Warren was a pleasure to work, because I don't know, it's something for English people that they work very well with probably the story of Shakespeare and the tradizione in for English, because it's more bigger as the other country. But anyway, I love her because she's working very, very and very focused on the artist and what are you singing and why? What is the message for the people? People, you don't forget, Simon, that people are looking you. I mean, every director say this, but you need to realize that you are doing this. And I have really the good feeling that she expect from you something new, and then I give it her.
Yes. Does she expect you to come up with the ideas?
Yes. Yes. More than, of course. No. Yes. She give you the free way that you want.
Wonderful.
She's very, very open. But I mean, for her it was the first time, and then she have some angst that what's happened. And probably I did many production of Traviata, but for me it was really very good to take the details of this work, and I'm very happy. I will say this.
Do you enjoy the rehearsal process?
Oh yes, of course. She works completely different, like other stage directors. I mean, we work in details and longer, focusing in the artist.
Mm.
Other people prefer to work more general, and but I like it very much.
Particular new roles at the moment?
This year I did my debut in Puccini with Bohème, and was with Angela Gergiu in Barcelona. I will say that I was surprised that it's really a good role. It was my debut in the theater, and probably I will repeat in 2 or 3 years. I let the time in to mature the roles. But
how long does it take to prepare a role?
I am very easy because I was musical before, and for me it's not so big problem to write the music and to learn the music. But probably the more time it you need is to take time for your, I can say this in Italian because it's very difficult. I mean, devi maturare nella voce. This need to be mature in your voice,
yes.
The roles. And then this takes time. So, I mean, 2 or 3 months you need to sing. If as a new role, I mean, I didn't do many preparation for Alfredo, but I'm doing, if I'm well seeing Romeo and Juliet or Werther or something new, you need some time to, and probably will be very good if you have the timing to do in one small place, all the opera, probably in a small theater, and then to take it for Covent Garden or the big.
Isn't the danger generally for singers to shift between different types of repertoire too fast?
I mean, I think it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And then if you see the past of the story of the legendary tenors or sopranos, they never did it so much different, because you need time to focus. I mean, you can sing Lucia and Traviata, but you cannot sing after Rigoletto dalla sua patria. It's very difficult. You need to be very careful about, I mean, you can start with Mozart and after we're going to do Donizetti or some Verdi, but you cannot sing from Bohème and Baroque music. It's completely different. And that some of my colleagues, they still do it this, but I'm not sure that it's a good way for them.
No.
And then I'm very careful what I'm singing and in this way.
And when you're not singing, what does Saimir like to do?
Everybody don't say that I'm very shy people. I mean, no, don't expect, because people like that I'm from south and sun, and people expect that I will be very easy. But yeah, I don't like to be in the presence of many, many people. And when I have time free, I'm going in the gym, or I like beach to go in the ocean. Or I mean, yeah, I have more interesting, but I'm not so open to say to people what I'm doing in my... Because I give a lot from my job, and then what is private for me, I need to take for me. I don't want to explain to everybody what is my life after the opera. I'm easy with these things that I'm doing. But probably I'm young, and I take everything that's in this life come for me. And yeah, and I enjoyed my life.